Hello.
Hi, this is Laura from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're listening to voters in your area on issues facing us all. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
In which county do you currently reside?
I'm sorry, I'm barely hearing you. Wait, let me turn my thing up. Okay, maybe that's better.
In which county do you currently reside?
Which county?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In Hidalgo.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, market research firm,
an elected official? No.
Okay, or actively involved with political campaigns? No?
No.
Okay. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Republican or Democrat? Or do you vote independent of party?
Democrat.
Mm-hmm. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
I'm very interested.
On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Moderate, I guess.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. The Republican Party?
Yes, I know. I recognize them.
Okay, and what would be your impression towards them? Do you think it's strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative?
Strong negative.
Donald Trump?
Negative.
Okay, strong negative, would you say?
Strong negative.
Okay, Morgan Lamantia?
Strong negative.
The Democratic Party?
Favorable.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Strong positive.
Greg Abbott.
Strong negative.
Dan Patrick.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. And if the election for President of the United States was held today and you candidate, would you vote? Oliver Chase, Libertarian. Jill Stein, Green Party. Kamala Harris, Democrat. Donald Trump, Republican.
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer, and thank you so much for your time. Allow me just a second while we move forward here. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Allred, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican.
Allred, Democrat.
For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, Republican.
The Democrat.
Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as a state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Who is that?
Morgan Lamantia.
Is she a Democrat?
Yes.
I'd vote for her, I guess.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Oh, I'm not too fond of that.
Okay, so would you say much less likely, somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Morgan supports boys competing in girls' sports.
Support. I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Morgan Lamantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
I'm not so sure about that. I have mixed feelings.
Okay. Morgan is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Morgan is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
And all right, and the next one. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Yes, I like that.
Okay, would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Adam will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring back sanity back to our school's policy.
Bring families back?
Sanity.
Sanity. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go along with that.
Okay. Would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Morgan broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Morgan is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay, so would you say that's much less likely?
Yeah, I guess less likely.
Okay. Adam believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children.
Likely.
Somewhat or much more likely?
Much likely. Much more likely. How much more of this have we got?
We are almost done. Thank you so much for your time. Adam has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Morgan voted against ending so-called diversity programs.